Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Bateta Toyekwe. In our top stories, eligible voters have just 5 days to get enrolled into electoral registers this year. So far, more than 646,000 new voters have registered since the revision process was launched on January 1. The Minister of Higher Education has allocated assistance to members of the university community to enable them complete their research work in Cameroon or abroad as part of the 2024 edition of the Academic Mobility Program. And out of Cameroon, a major cabinet overhaul in Tunisia's government features 19 new ministers, a move said to be aimed at injecting new leadership so as to boost support from voters ahead of the October presidential polls. A development of these stories and more right ahead, but first, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. 5 days to the close of registers, members of the electoral board ELECAM on the field to sensitize and encourage reluctant potential electors to register and equally galvanize ELECAM staff and other stakeholders. As of now, figures from the board indicate 646,204 eligible voters have been registered on electoral lists since the registration exercise for 2024 officially kicked off on January 1. The enrollment process, which officially ends on August 31 in Cameroon and abroad, is in compliance with Section 74, Paragraph 2 of the Electoral Code. Some 250 women drawn from the far north region of the country are being schooled on fish and poultry farming to enable them to be independent and job creators. Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries Minister Dr. Taiga launched a training program to equip the women with skills on how to better manage their farms upon training. The initiative is that of the Senator Françoise Poene Foundation for Liberty, whose goal is to empower over 3,000 women all over the national territory. And to this press release, within the framework of the operationalization of the assistance policy of the government for researchers, teachers and students of Cameroon universities, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, hereby informs the national university community that his ministry is allocating some assistance to these members of the university community to enable them to complete their research work in Cameroon or abroad as part of the 2024 edition of the Academic Mobility Program. This assistance from the government is in line with the constant concern of the head of state and his desire to further improve upon the working conditions of members of the university community in order to boost university research. The application file should include the following: an application addressed to the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, a recommendation letter from the thesis supervisor, the letter of advancement of work signed by the supervisor, a photocopy of the candidate's national identity card, a photocopy of university tuition receipt for student applicants, a photocopy of any document proving selection for a thesis program, a photocopy of any document proving admission into the master's program, an invitation letter from the institute, research center or receiving university for a research mission abroad, an information sheet to be downloaded from MINISUB website www.minisub.gov.cm. The complete files shall be submitted latest 9th September 2024 at 3:30 p.m. prompt, according to the following table. Vice Chancellors, State University, signed Jacques Famundongo, Minister of Higher Education. And this other press release, the Minister of Finance hereby informs users, import-export operators and the general public that from September 16, 2024, dock dues, taxes and related VAT will be automatically calculated and collected via the CAMSIS, Cameroon Customs Information System, that is Customs IT System. Thus, all members of the Stevie Doors unions are invited to the IT division of the Directorate General of Customs in Douala no later than September 2nd, 2024, with all the information required for the necessary configuration, that is bank details, authorization, attestation of taxpayers, registration, etc. The Minister of Finance therefore invites all those wishing to obtain further information on this reform to contact the IT Division of the Directorate General of Customs in Bonanjo or the Directorate General of Taxation in Yaoundé. Signed, Minister of Finance Louis-Paul Moutazé. We take you out of Cameroon, where Tunisian President Kais Saied announces a major cabinet overhaul with the appointment of 19 new ministers, including defense, foreign affairs and economy, ahead of the October 6th presidential election. The cabinet reshuffle comes amid financial crisis and increasing public dissatisfaction due to continuous water and electricity disturbance, coupled with shortages of essential goods and medicines. Analysts opine the move is a way of introducing new leadership and boost support from voters. And in sports, two home-based Elite One clubs, Victoria United of Limbe and Fovu FC of Baham, have been knocked out of the preliminary rounds of the CAF Interclubs competitions after second leg matches yesterday. Victoria United were booted by local side Samatex of Ghana 1-0, who now move to the next round of the CAF Champions League after a 2-0 aggregate score. Meanwhile, Fovu FC was defeated by Liberian side Pennisville FC by 1-0 at the Amadou Ejo Stadium for the CAF Confederation Cup. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
You're welcome back. Close to 190,000 new voters have been enrolled in the littoral region a couple of days to the end of the electoral list revision exercise. The figure represents an 87,000 increase compared to last year. Elections Cameroon officials say they could achieve more, but for the fact that their activities have been grounded due to heavy rains. Pontianus Lawong reports from Douala.
The number of voters already registered this year by Elections Cameroon Elecam in the littoral region is precisely 182,885. Among these are 103,591 men and 79,291 women. In another dimension, 105,252 of the newly registered voters fall between the ages of 20 and 35, while 77,734 are above 35. 74% living with disabilities have already been enrolled this far. The figures per division reflect the potential of the various administrative units. 147,837 for Vuri, 24,355 for the Mungu, 8,033 for the Sanaga Maritime, and 2,660 in the Nkam division. The Littoral Regional Delegate for Elections Cameroon, Serge Boudon Otia, has disclosed that they have registered almost twice the number of voters they had last year when they enrolled 96,000 persons. Serge Boudon Otia, however, says they would have done better but for the frequent heavy rains in the littoral region that have slowed down their activities. The voter registration exercise closes on August 31, and Mr. Osha has called on all persons of above 20 who are still dragging their feet to register at the nearest Elecam office if they intend to vote at next year's presidential election. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
About 43,000 newly registered voters have been enrolled on the electoral list in the far north region. Officials of Elections Cameroon there have opted for proximity registration campaigns in public places so as to register more persons before the August 31st deadline. More with Amos Enonyaket Agbo.
According to the Far North Regional Delegate of Elections Cameroon, Joseph Manaouda, about 43,000 persons have registered on the electoral list in the Far North region, beyond 30,000 recorded at the same time in 2023. Few days to the August 31 deadline, proximity registration teams have been deployed throughout the region with the aim of registering last-minute voters.
Our teams on the field are mobilized to register the late people that are ready to be registered about 20 years. We have given instructions to our collaborators on the field that they can be mobilized on all areas, markets, funerals, mosques, all the areas that people can mobilize.
The Diamare, Mayo Danai, and Mayo Kani divisions are leading the temporal voters registration table with a clarion call for the population to make hay while the sun shines.
Don't be late to come. Latest days can be very late for them. They should come now and register on electoral lists.
The voters' registration process will end on the 31st of August, 2024. Marwa Amos and Onyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
The lawman Jerem remains an important electoral fief for the CPDM party in the East Region. Under the chairmanship of the head of the permanent delegation of the CPDM Central Committee, Senator Badel Dangan Dinga, and various grassroots leaders have assessed with satisfaction the campaign to intensify voter registration while promising to ensure 100% victory for their national president, Paul Biya. Details with East Regional Correspondent Bennett Akwe Ondua.
The reports presented by all eight sections of the CPDM in the Lawman Jerem division shows that the inscription rate is increasing over time. The meeting served as a base to reinforce their membership commitment towards the party. His Majesty Innocent Johnny Kasala, President of the CPDM South 3 Manju Session in the Lawman Jerem. We have achieved more than 75% of inscription. From now to the DD, we hope to get 100%. His Majesty Alphonse Barabaman, President, CPDM South 1 Session, Betwa 1 Subdivision.
Nos militants sont engagés.
Our supporters are fully engaged so that we can attain excellence in upcoming elections in favor of President Paul Biya. The head of the CPDM Central Committee's permanent delegation for the Lawman Jerem expresses satisfaction of the ongoing enrollment activity. Senator Baden Dangan Dinga. More than 16,000 have already registered in the Lawman Jerem. We are confident to give a victory in upcoming elections.
The President Paul Biya.
Supporters and elite of the CPDM in the Lawman Jerem say they have made their choice, which is President Paul Biya. Betwa, Benetta Kameondwa, CLTV.
Administrative authorities are expected to collaborate with ELECAM in the accomplishment of its duties in accordance with Section 43 of the Electoral Code. Here are the excerpts of Governors Mijiyawa Bakari of the Far North, Bernard Okalia Bilai of the Southwest, and Awa Fonka Augustine of the West on the ongoing registration process in their administrative units. Those excerpts were selected for us by Albert Njie Mbonde. Take a listen.
Different presidents of party are going to Far North region to sensitize population. The inscription of the electoral list have been increased. Women, youth, here and there. And then we organize the operation of enrollment here and there. We notice that many, many people have been registered in the electoral list.
We are satisfied. People are rushing to register themselves, and it is a very good sign that the population is concerned and they want to feel involved.
As an administrative authority, it is our role to take care of all the stakeholders. So far, so good. We've had a good number of registered voters, more than 53,000 in the West region. We are very closing up to our target, which is 80,000 newly registered voters. The stakeholders, the political parties, they are very busy. The population are excited, and we are encouraging them to do so, as well as guiding them to ensure that all of this is carried out in a very peaceful and cordial atmosphere.
Governors Awa Fonka Augustine, Bernal Kalia Bilai, and Mijiyawa Bakari there. Some political party leaders and members of the civil society have attributed the low registration rates and the lack of trust in the democratic system and poor access to registration centers. The politicians say the figures published by ELECAM do not reflect the expected electoral engagements. Colette Jani reports.
Despite the active participation from all election stakeholders, barely 50% of the qualified population has so far enrolled on Elections Cameroon Register, a situation some politicians have pinned on the lack of trust. Dr. Pierre Balegwen-Kotz is the Secretary General of the UPC and Henry Kenjang, National Communications Secretary of the SDF Party.
The real problem is that the people, they don't trust on elections in this country. And if they don't trust the election, then they don't trust the democracy.
I think the system is still very prone with flaws. How will you explain the fact that back home you are registering with identity card and abroad you cannot register with your passport? Imagine cases of the hinterlands where people don't have access to the centers. How do they cope?
A situation the politicians say can hardly be redressed before the August 31 deadline for voters' registration in Cameroon.
You have to build another strategy. Registration is set it in the quarter and in the village if they want the democracy to prevail, to bring the people to register themselves.
The euphoria is there, but much still needs to be done. More registration centers should be located closer to the people, or ELECAM should move towards those people.
Stakeholders in the sector have equally suggested the revision of the electoral code by bringing down the voting age to 18 so as to get more youths involved in the electoral process.
And in the following commentary, Albert GM Bonde highlights the importance of registration and active participation in elections, in concluding that with presidential elections approaching next year, voting will be more than a civic responsibility.
The registration of over 600,000 potential voters in 2024 is the best score in the registration exercise since the February the 9th, 2020 legislative and municipal elections. This probably due to the twin elections that were expected in February next year and the presidential election considered the mother of all elections. But that notwithstanding, it's always important for every Cameroonian of 20 years and above to be registered, for elections are a privileged moment to have a say on important issues affecting the life of the nation, from roads to waste disposal, the right to decent housing, access to education and health care. Within our present context, especially in the northwest and southwest regions, it is a perfect reminder that the power of the ballot is far bigger and better than the power of the bullet. Elections give the citizenry the power to choose not only their own local representatives, but also their president, who incarnates the institutions and mandated with the prime responsibility of taking care of their well-being. Therefore, if you don't vote, others will choose for you. Even though over 600,000 potential voters may be considered an encouraging figure, it is far below the electoral potential of Cameroon. And remember, it is never a good decision to wait for the last minutes.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
More than 100 youths from the Southwest region are taking part in a two-day hackathon aimed at developing innovative applications to promote and enhance the region's cultural industry. The event is organized by Mountain Herb, a tech company based in Boya, in collaboration with the UNDP as part of activities to commemorate the Innovation Week in Boya. Regina Ngalen Doko with details.
The hackathon features 25 teams of 5 participants each, all competing to build a technology product within 48 hours that could be launched into the market.
Ayoketa, the CEO of Mountain Hub, a technology entrepreneur and the promoter of Cameroon International Tech Summit. Boya is a city that has a very high number of creative young people in music, art, fashion, and technology geniuses. And for us, it was, how do we use the strong points and find ways that these two industries can work together?
The two-day hackathon, which will conclude on Tuesday at midday, is sponsored by the UNDP. The initiative is part of a broader effort to engage 1,000 young Cameroonians who are passionate about digital technology and capable of developing solutions to local problems.
Amidst all the difficulties that we face, how can we train them and give them skills that they can build technology companies that create solutions?
The top 6 teams, along with an all-girls team, will earn sponsorship to compete in the National Hackathon and participate in the International Tech Summit in October in Yaoundé. The first place team will also be awarded a cash prize of 1.2 million francs CFA. Regina Ngale, Ndoko, CRTV News, Boya.
Some 159 orphans of deceased police officers in the North region have been offered back-to-school kits by ladies of the Policemen Wives Association, known as POWA. The donation ceremony took place at the Esplanade of the Regional Delegation of National Security in Garoua. Details with Julius Neba.
Handing over the learning package, comprised of school bags, books, writing material, Christine Lenier, president of the North Branch of the Police Men Wives Association, made up of the spouses of some deceased police officers, those on retirement, and those who are still in active service, said the orphans really motivated them this year to redouble their efforts in supporting them in their education because 90% of them made it in their end-of-course exams.
First of all, I am a mother. And we are a humanitarian organization. So we are helping these orphans because of the love we have for them, so that they should know that even if their parents are gone, there are other parents who are still here for them.
Elated, the orphans, drawn from some 58 families across the North region, said the school gifts will be pivotal in their quest for knowledge.
We wish to first thank the POWA mothers, precisely the wife of the Delegate General for National Security, not leaving out our parents in loving memory. And we promise to continue giving our best in school.
After a minute of silence in honor of the departed soldiers, the president of POWA North Branch saluted their partners and implored other persons of goodwill to support the vision of their national president, Philemon Baragangele, in charting a positive pathway for the orphans. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
The Member of Parliament for Menchum South constituency, Honourable Richard Walang, has encouraged young people in the division to invest in their education as a means to build a better future for themselves and their communities. The call was made during the closing ceremony of the month-long football tournament, dubbed the Unity Cup, where local administrative and community leaders also joined in urging the population of Menchum Division to stand united against the criminal acts committed by separatist armed groups. Ola Titanki reports from Bamenda.
The Honorable Richard Walang Football Tournament served not only as a celebration of sportsmanship and community spirit, but also as a platform for advocating unity and resilience in the face of ongoing challenges. The Member of Parliament for the Menchum South constituency, Honorable Richard Walang, emphasized the importance of education as a fundamental pillar of advancement.
We are begging those other youths who are in the bushes that they should come out to stand up for us to build a better Cameroon.
The senior divisional officer for Menchum, Abdullahi Aliu, commended the efforts of the people's representative for his consistent commitment to this tournament, which marks its 20th edition. The senior divisional officer stressed that a united front is essential for restoring peace and creating an environment where development can thrive.
Thank all the population for their collaboration.
The Honorable Richard Walang Football Tournament also served as a platform to encourage eligible voters to enroll on the electoral list before the registration deadline on August 31st. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The people of Tombell Subdivision in Kupe Manenguba Division of the Southwest have demonstrated that football is a great unifying factor, with a massive attendance at the final of the 2024 edition of the Bonji Holiday Football Tournament. The competition, which was won by Ward 3 Quarter, was organized by an elite of Tombell Subdivision, Professor George Ewane. The final was presided at by the divisional officer for Tombell, Nyam Leonard. Details with Charles Abuno.
The tense socio-political climate in Tombell subdivision in the first few years of the socio-political crisis made many inhabitants of the subdivision to move to other parts of the Southwest region and Cameroon. However, their socio-economic and security situation in the subdivision has witnessed a tremendous improvement in recent years, thanks to the efforts of the defense forces, the administration, the elite, and the population. Professor George Ewane, an elite of Tombell Subdivision.
The job that we did, we thank God for that. We also thank God that the young men and women of this community decided to follow our advice, and today there is no Ambazonia in this community.
Many who left the subdivision during the peak of the crisis are back.
Majority, they are back. It's just last week I opened my business. It's booming.
Now we can say the economic situation have improved more than 70%.
The return to normalcy has made possible the provision of electricity to the locality of Ebunji and other surrounding communities. Once more, Professor George Ewane.
The electrification of the 9 villages, thanks to the head of state, to whom we say thank you very much.
The inhabitants of Tombell Subdivision believe a lot in the New Deal government and are optimistic of even better days for the subdivision. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Tombell.
On the same wavelength, a football tournament to promote the values of fair play and tolerance, as well as the ideals of freedom and intercultural understanding, has taken place in Kambe, headquarters of Donga Mantun Division of the Northwest. It was organized by the general manager of Camtel, Ya Judith Sunday Achidi. 50 football teams took part in a competition that was won by Real Madrid of Akko. Here are the details with FOC Babatunde.
They got their name from Spanish football giants, and Real Madrid of Akko were merciless against Boca Juniors of Mua, whom they spanked 2-0.
Yerema succeeds, the team captain for Team Real Madrid FC Akko. This is a fourth edition, but Real Madrid Akko is coming in for the very first time as emerging victorious. I am so very glad.
The tournament coordinator, Victor Mangay, says it instilled in the athletes and spectators respect for cultures, boundaries, and brought out the great footballing quality of the youth.
Throughout the competition and today the finals, I have never imagined that Donga Mantu could produce that quality of football. Despite the rains, the quality of football was superb. I hope in years to come, Donga Mantu will produce Elite One football.
The senior divisional officer of Donga Mantu, George Magloa Bazilikin, appreciated the Camtel general manager, Ya Judith Sunday Achidi, for the initiative which he says helps promote social cohesion.
Young people take this message. I hope that every day the peace and unity will be the motto of those young people.
Apart from the trophy and cash prize given to the winners, outstanding players were also rewarded, like the player of the tournament, the top scorer, and the best goalkeeper.
In more sports news, the head coach of the men's national football team of Cameroon, Mark Breeze, is expected to make public a list of players that will defend the country during two upcoming Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Namibia in Yaoundé on September the 7th and Zimbabwe on the 10th of September in Kampala, Uganda. Most of the players who are expected to feature in coach Mark Breeze's list were in action in their different clubs over the weekend. Ben Collins, Nui Berewa, revisits their performances.
In two outings at the English Premier League, Manchester United of Cameroonian shortstopper Andre Onana has won one match and lost one. They were beaten 2-1 this weekend by Brighton of midfield sensation Carlos Baleba, who played for 17 minutes and contributed to the second goal for his club. Still in England, flying winger of Brentford, Brian Bomo, played for 90 minutes, but his club suffered a no-goal-to-two defeat to Liverpool. Over in the French Ligue 1, captain Jean-Charles Castelletto of Nantes was instrumental at the central defence in their 2-0 win over Auxerre. Another defender of the indomitable Lions, Christopher Waugh, who plays for Rennes, scored an own goal as his club was beaten 3-1 by Strasbourg. Frank Magri of Toulouse, who was substituted on 65 minutes, contributed in their 1-1 draw with Nice. In the Italian Serie A, Zamboangisa and Napoli, who were beaten 3-0 on day one by Hellas Verona of right-back Jackson Chachua, took revenge on Bologna with the same score. The Cameroonian midfielder was on the pitch for 90 minutes, just like defender Harold Mokodi of AEK Athens, who equalized at the 87th minute in their 1-1 draw with Lamia. While indomitable Lions keeper Vincent Aboubakar is still suffering from lack of playtime at Beşiktaş in Turkey, teammate Jean Onana was on in their 3-3 draw at the preliminaries of the Europa League against Swiss Super League side Lugano. Martin Hongla of Grenada in the Spanish Segunda Division was in the midfield in their 1-0 win over Racing Ferrol. Cameroonian left-back Nou Tolo was also in action for Seattle Sounders in their away 3-2 win over Minnesota in the U.S. Major League. Right-back Jackson Chouachoua will be the man to watch tonight when his club Verona face Italian giants Juventus.
To NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Eligible voters have just 5 days to get enrolled into electoral registers this year. So far, more than 6,000 new voters have registered since the revision process was launched on January 1. The Ministry of Higher Education has allocated assistance to members of the university community to enable them complete their research work in Cameroon or abroad as part of the 2024 edition of the Academic Mobility Program. And out of Cameroon, a major cabinet overhaul in Tunisia's government features 19 new ministers, a move said to be aimed at injecting new leadership so as to boost support from voters ahead of the October presidential polls. And that's a wrap on this edition. My name is Doris Batitato-Ekwe. Thanks for listening. Coralie Laetitia Emini has the summary of the news in French. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi, Doris, madame, messieurs, bon après-midi. Le ministre d'État, ministre de l'Enseignement supérieur, chancelier des ordres académiques, le professeur Jacques Famdongo, informe les enseignants et étudiants-chercheurs des universités du Cameroun que son département ministériel met à leur disposition des aides pouvant leur permettre de financer leurs travaux de recherche au Cameroun et à l'étranger. Ces appuis des pouvoirs publics qui s'inscrivent dans le cadre du projet d'appui à la mobilité académique édition 2024 participent à la constante sollicitude du chef de l'État, son Excellence Paul Biya. Les opérations de révision des listes électorales pour l'année 2024 s'achèvent le 31 août prochain à Election Cameroun. On enregistre à date plus de 646 000 nouveaux inscrits. Les opérations se poursuivent dans les démembrements territoriaux d'Elecam où les potentiels électeurs sont accueillis au quotidien. Le 9 septembre prochain, les carillons de la rentrée scolaire retentiront sur l'ensemble du territoire national. À 2 semaines de l'échéance, dans les établissements scolaires, les inscriptions et préinscriptions se font en demi-teinte. Dans les établissements privés, l'on note un fort engouement des parents qui se bousculent, tandis que dans les établissements publics, les inscriptions restent timides. En sport, c'est désormais le compte à rebours pour le début de la campagne des qualifications à la Coupe d'Afrique des Nations de football Maroc 2025. Le Cameroun joue ses deux premières rencontres les 7 et 10 septembre prochains contre la Namibie et le Zimbabwe. En attendant la publication des listes des joueurs retenus pour ces deux rencontres capitales, les Lions rivalisent de prestance dans les différents championnats professionnels où ils sont buteurs, passeurs décisifs, titulaires ou même encore remplaçants. Et c'était le condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Restez sur les CRTV.